This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday that his country's battle against Russian troops in the eastern Donbass region will determine the course of the war. Ukrainian authorities said earlier in the day that Russian forces have destroyed the last bridge linking western Ukraine to the besieged eastern city of Severodonetsk. In a video address, President Zelensky urged Ukrainians to stay strong while acknowledging the country is suffering painful losses. In a conversation with VOA's Flashpoint program, reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv said Russian forces also targeted western Ukraine Tuesday.
Today Ukraine was under a massive missile attack, so almost every region except of Kherson region was under the air raid siren for a couple of hours. And it was a massive missile attack on the west part of Ukraine, so it's Chernobyl region and Lviv region. This is what we know for the moment. We know that air defense was working and working successfully, so for the moment, we have confirmed information that all the missiles were destroyed by the air defense.
Look for Flashpoint Ukraine on our app or visit our website, voanews.com. In the U.S., Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday announced his support for his chamber's emerging bipartisan gun control agreement.
If this framework becomes the actual piece of legislation, it's a step forward. A step forward on a bipartisan basis, and further demonstrates to the American people that we can come together.
McConnell's endorsement boosts momentum for modest but notable election year action by Congress on an issue that has deadlocked.